Welcome to Life Planning 101, brought to you by Kennedy Financial Services of Eastland. Tune in every Monday morning at 8:30 on KATX, and again on Saturday morning at 9 on KATX and KWBY as Angela Robinson joins Terry Slavens to share important financial information to help you live life on purpose. Insurance, investments, estate and tax planning, and much more. All covered now on Life Planning 101.
And good morning, good morning. Welcome in to Life Planning 101, heard right here on KATX 97.7 and KWBY 98.5. No, Terry Slavin's voice hasn't changed. This is Blakeney stepping in for him while he's out. So, and happy to do so. I'm joined, of course, by Angela Robinson, and we are going to talk some financial planning.
That's right. Good morning, everyone. And believe it or not, this is the 99th show since we've been back at Life Planning 101. Of course, we did it for a few years before and took a long hiatus, I guess you could say, but 99th show. So we're going to be celebrating our 100th show. We might want to do something special next week for that.
We should.
Yes.
You've got a week to plan it.
Yes, so. Yes, that's right. So last week we had a Twitter poll, the number one thing on your bucket list. 50% of our Twitter votes came back that they wanted to give back.
Yes. How cool is that?
How cool is that?
That's
so
awesome.
Kudos to you, listeners.
Absolutely.
Yes, absolutely. So, so what we wanted to do was kind of take this week on that giving back theme and talk about one of our eight life planning issues that we don't really talk about all that often because it really comes up more as a tool or more directed, and that's charitable gifting issues. And I say issues because I think we all have a heart for something, some type of philanthropic cause in our life. Every one of us is different in to what extent that is. And sometimes it's not even that it's a 501c3. We just have a philanthropic cause to help out the neighborhood, or, you know, to help out the family as much as we can, or whatever that is, and giving back is in your mind. But sometimes that creates other issues, or you're not able to accomplish the things that you want to accomplish, or don't think you can accomplish the things that you want to accomplish charitably, when in reality, you have a lot of options. Mm-hmm. So that's why we call them charitable gifting issue. The other part of this, and when we go through what we call our life planning infrastructure meeting with a family, that's when we sit down with them for the first time and we say, okay, now I want you to think about how much detail is in a painting. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, we're going to carve out all that detail today. And we like get to the nitty gritty of everything from money growing up to what keeps them awake at night to all these things. And we weigh some odds. And one of those is, you know, if you have a choice, would you rather pay your employees more or pay Uncle Sam more? Or would you rather give money to a charity or pay Uncle Sam? And of course, 9 times out of 10, the answer is, you know, give my employees more, give charity more, right?
Yeah.
And so charitable planning kind of gets backed into because of that. And I'll be real honest, I kind of have a bias here because we have an internal goal that we want to help give away $100 million. We have like this goal that we have internally. We want to plan for that, help families plan to give away $100 million.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a very audacious goal, right?
Yeah, very.
But it's very real because a lot of times people don't realize what charitable planning actually means or can mean for their family. And I know we live in a day and age that we see a lot of generational struggles, you know, different ways of thinking from one generation to the next. And one of the best ways to overcome those generational struggles is through charitable planning. Believe it or not, because it brings everyone to a common idea or a common way of thinking, and you forget about politics. It goes out the window because it's about logic.
Yeah.
And so it doesn't matter what side of the aisle you're on. It doesn't matter what generation you're in. People are able to pull together in a family for a good cause. And that's the neat thing about charitable planning. So there's a lot of different ways that you can use it. And that's exactly what we're going to talk about on the show today. And I do want to make one point. We actually titled the article that goes along with this, Charitable Gift Planning, Not Just for the Wealthy. A lot of people think, well, I've got to be wealthy to gift charitably. And that is absolutely the furthest thing from the truth.
Yeah.
And to be honest with you, there's a lot of middle class millionaires out there that worry about money, you know, and if you're one of our listeners, you're probably one of those people that are worried about money, and you say, well, I'm not wealthy, I don't have enough to give.
Yeah.
Well, I've got news for you. There might be a way that you can have your cake and eat it too. And wouldn't that be awesome? So
it would be awesome.
That would be awesome. That'd be awesome, right? So when we come back, that's exactly what we're going to be talking about, is we're going to go through some different scenarios that we've actually helped some families develop, and some different issues that charitable planning may be the best solution, believe it or not.
Might be. So stay tuned. It's right here on Life Planning 101 on KTX and KWBY. And welcome back in to Life Planning 101 right here on KATX and KWBY. Simulcasting today. Well, we do that every day. That's nothing special, but you're welcome. And I'm here with Angela Robinson, and we are talking about charitable planning, charitable gifting
issues. And yes. You know, we mentioned before the break that there are so many ways and so many reasons that you would actually do some charitable planning, but you know, a lot of people would love to be able to give more, but they're afraid to do it. They don't have cash, they're afraid, they don't know how to do it, they don't have enough assets to help each other, protect each other, and protect their heirs. But we talked on the reverse side of that, of all the different things that it's really good for. And one of those, of course, is family succession planning. There's a great quote by Winston Churchill. I love this quote. He says, "We make a living by what we get. We make a life by what we give."
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah, it is really good. That's a good one. And, you know, one of the things that I think about is as a parent, isn't that what we want to teach our kids and delve them in? And what better way to do it than to be doing it ourselves, right?
Exactly.
So,
lead by example.
Yes, lead by example, right? So, you know, the good news is where there is a will, there is a way. And there is absolutely several ways. In fact, I can't fit all the different types of charitable planning techniques in one show. Mm-hmm. It's an impossibility to be able to do that, which is awesome, right?
Yeah.
Because there is so much. And we work hand in hand with a gentleman that has such a vast background. He's an attorney, a tax attorney. And he has such a vast background in charitable planning that he's always providing new things for us. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, wow, I just can't believe that's even possible to do that. And so it's really neat when people are able to see the fruition of their labor. And I want to share with you first a story from a gentleman that is a rancher. And he has one child. And one of his ultimate wishes was to be able to pass on as much as he could to his children and to be able to protect that for generations, right? Mm-hmm. And when it came to the charitable planning, he was one of those guys that said, well, I'd much rather give to a charity than give to taxes. And he'd never put a lot of thought into it. But as he started digging through his soul, so to speak, he came to remember a hospital that his aunt, actually, when she was a immigrant from over in, I believe it was Ireland, came over here and helped start this hospital up. And yes, and so, you know, he has a big heart for what they do today, and specifically in the heart, believe it or not, heart. But yes, I find irony there. But the heart section. So anyway, when we were doing his planning, his legacy after, you know, after he benefits from it and his children will benefit from it, then part of it is actually going to go to that hospital. And it was really neat watching the whole thing develop, because as we contacted the hospital, they said, okay, well, we're going to be putting in a bench and we'd like to do this in memory or family's name. And it was a big ordeal. That's and, you cool. know, it is really neat. And it brought him and his daughter on a common ground. Also sent them searching back historically. And, you know, how important is that for us to be able to do?
Yeah. And that's always cool.
Yeah. It is really neat. But the awesome part about it is that he was able to avoid about $1 million in capital gains when he's selling his ranch and his assets. And he's going to have an income for life off of that. And so is his daughter for the rest of her life. And then it's going to go to the charity. Think about that.
That's pretty cool.
Isn't that cool? So you know, sometimes we think about we have to do one or the other. It's not necessarily that at all. In his case, this is going to provide for two generations and then ultimately go back to a place that was deep within his heart. And all the while, he gets some huge tax incentives along the way, right?
It's a win all around.
Yes, it is a win all around. And people don't realize that. You know, we use one of these charitable gifting tools as a tax strategy most of the time. And what it is you actually get to put in an asset. And if it's appreciated, great. You get to avoid capital gains on that asset. But you also get about a 70% write-off on that asset in addition to that. So, you know, take a $100,000 asset. Now you got a $70,000 write-off on your tax return. Well, if you're in the highest tax bracket, you know, and you're not paying state income taxes, if you're outside the state, that could be higher, but just federal income taxes, that could be about $40,000 in savings for you in 1 year, plus the capital gains and this on that. So,
yeah,
you know, there's
bad.
All different kinds of ways. And then, you know, in that same strategy, you could, again, receive income off of that for life. So pretty neat. In fact, you receive all the dividends, all the royalties, all the income, and then half of the capital gains that are created inside of that fund after that day. And the cool thing is you get to pick the investments and how they go. So, so there's lots of flexibility with charitable gifting, and a lot of people don't realize that. We have had families in particularly that said, this is how much I want my children to get and everything else I want to leave to charity. And when we get to thinking about it, it's like, well, I've given them everything that they want to give. And then as we start talking, we realize, you know, really what they're looking for is they want their kids to understand the importance of what charitable gifting does, the importance of giving back, right? And so as we talk through it, we realize, well, it's not best just to give it away. Isn't it better to be able to let your kids and your grandchildren participate in that?
Yeah.
And we actually had a lady, it was pretty funny. Her husband and her came in and she went home and went to think about it. She called back. She says, I don't care what he says. I haven't even talked to him about this, but I'm putting my foot down. My grandchildren are going to know what it's like to be able to give back and know what that gift means to themselves.
Yeah.
Meaning, you know, when we give, how good does it feel, right?
Yeah.
And so she wanted to set up a foundation for her family that her grandchildren were on the board of directors.
Uh-huh.
Yes. And they get to pick where the money goes every single year.
That's cool.
Isn't that awesome?
That's really neat.
And it's going to last through their lifetime, and it will be something they can pass on to their kids.
Yeah.
So you think about grandma, you know, I always have that people do that test. I say, okay, now if you get a piece of blank paper, write down the first and last names of all four of your grandparents. Can you do it? Some people can, some people can't, right?
Yeah.
Now, what about your great-grandparents?
Yeah.
Can you write down the first and last names of theirs? I guarantee you, her great-grandchildren will be able to write down her first and last name, right?
I'm guessing they probably will, yeah.
Yes, and isn't that neat? Isn't that a legacy to be able to pass on? It's so much more than just the money. It's the, I mean, we all know what the freedom is when we give back, what that means to us. You know, I truly believe that saying that you should spend your money on two things in life, and that's experiences and other people, because those are things that create memories. Those are things that give you joy. The rest of the world is just stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And if you think about, stuff wears off, the newness wears off, the joy wears off. You know, you can be so excited the first time you bought a brand new car. Mm-hmm. How long did that joy last?
How long is it new?
Yeah.
I mean, you know.
Exactly, right?
Know?
But
yeah.
When you spend your money on taking your family across seas to Australia for 2 weeks, how long does that last?
Forever. Those memories stay with you
That's
forever.
That's right.
And your kids.
Right. And when you give back, when you've taken your time to volunteer at the vacation Bible school in town or do something and you've actually given back, how long does that stick with you?
Yeah.
You know, it's probably one of those kids that touches you. You're not touching them, right?
So, yeah, exactly.
Exactly. So, you know, giving has such a reward and such a joy that's so deep down that none of us can really explain it. And the only thing that we can do is teach it. Is to be able to help the next generation understand the power of what it is, right?
Yeah.
And there's so many ways that you can do that, just like we've mentioned above so far, right?
So far.
We still have more to come. And that's exactly what we're going to talk about when we come back. We've got a couple more stories to share with you of ideas, creative ideas that you are not going to want to miss.
Well, stay tuned. It's Life Planning 101 right here on KTXN KWBY. And welcome back in. It is Life Planning 101 right here on KATX and KWBY. Third segment, we continue on. Onward and upward. Charitable gift planning, right?
There we go. All three.
And
not just for people that have a lot of money. And I think that's the big key is there's lots of planning around this. And let me just give you an example. More than not, we see people when they have family land, mm-hmm. it was gifted to them, not inherited. Mm-hmm. There's a big difference, mm-hmm. gifted versus inherited. Mm-hmm. It comes with one little funny little word called a step up. When you inherit land, you step up the cost basis to whoever dies, mm-hmm. you get the value of that land as of the date of death. Okay, this is under current law. When someone gifts you land, you carry on the cost basis that they had. Mm-hmm. So if that land has been gifted for two or three or four generations, which we have seen, mm-hmm. the cost basis may be like $10 an acre. Okay. Yeah. Well, if you now have land that's worth $4,000 an acre or $10,000 an acre or more, mm-hmm. oh my gosh, right?
Yeah, you've got this. Difference
yes, in- it is a massive difference. And let's just say 100 acres, you know, $4,000 an acre. You know, that's a lot of money.
A lot of money, yeah.
And then now you've just pushed yourself into that high tax bracket, right? Mm-hmm. So if you go to sell that, you're going to have a massive issue. And people say, well, how do I get around that? And a lot of people use a 1031 strategy. That's a very common strategy, a tax play that you can do like-kind transfer. But everybody knows what this is because when you go and trade in your car, how you don't have to pay taxes mm-hmm. on your up to your value as long as you did the trade-in, right? Uh-huh. That's a 1031. So yeah. Everybody understands that, right?
Yeah.
You do the same thing with land or real estate, mm-hmm. okay? So you could actually take a farm or a ranch and turn it into an income-producing property. Mm-hmm. We call that mailbox money. We do a lot of that. However, another strategy is to gift charitably. Because if you put that in some type of charitable tool, guess what? You avoid all those capital gains altogether. And you get a write-off. So we often do what we call a blending, where we do as much as we can out in cash, mm-hmm. and then as much as we can, or as much as we need to charitably to get the offsetting write-off, right? And when we do that, what ends up happening is the charitable tool creates an income for life for the owner of that land.
Yeah.
And sometimes it'll go on for two. It could go on however you want it. You can dream it. Mm-hmm. If you want it to go on for a generation or two generations or three generations. A lot of people say, well, I just want it to go on for my generation, but I don't want to disinherit my children. Mm-hmm. Okay, great. Well, let's do this. What if it didn't cost you anything at all? No taxes. Didn't have to worry about disinheriting your kids, but you could sell the land. Would that be a good deal?
I mean, I don't see any problem with it.
No problem with it whatsoever.
I think most people wouldn't.
Yes, absolutely. So we do what we call asset replacement strategies. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we take the income off of that charitable planning. We might buy life insurance on mom and dad, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
For pennies on the dollar
yeah.
of what the actual death benefit will be down the road, which replaces the value altogether. The other cool thing about this strategy that people often forget is that you've just created asset protection on everything. No one can take any of that away from you.
Oh, that's nice.
Isn't that cool?
That's you can't put a price on that.
No.
Assurance.
That's
you know
exactly
what I mean?
Right. It's that family. In the state of Texas, life insurance benefits are the best thing that you can ever have because mm-hmm. as long as you keep them separate, it doesn't matter if you're married, they come in, they get not commingled, they belong to whoever inherits them. Mm-hmm. And the second thing is even creditors can't come after them in the state of Texas.
Yeah.
So we have a huge thing. And then that charitable tool, guess what? It's asset protected as well. So, you know, that's a great strategy for people to be able to use, but so many times that people just don't know about it. We had another client in real quick before we end the show. Like I said, there's just so many. You can't really go through them. We had another client in, and one of the things is they had excess assets. They had a ton of pension income, never going to need their income, but they had a lot of IRA money. And when you turn 70 and a half, you have to start taking out this nasty little required minimum distribution, right? And it costs you taxes mm-hmm. when you do that, okay? Well, Congress has luckily put in the tax code that you can send that money directly to a charity and it doesn't even show up on your tax return. up to $100,000 a year.
Really?
Yes. Isn't that cool?
That's very cool.
Okay. So how about doing what that grandma did, creating your own foundation, but leveraging it?
Yeah.
Have you thought of this? Making, you know, turning that one-time gift into a gift that's going to give for 45 years. Can you imagine that?
No.
One-time gift into something that could last for 45 years. We designed this recently for a couple, and at the same time, we also used the write-off that we were getting from the charitable planning to convert IRA money to Roth IRA money. So when those kids inherited the money, mm-hmm. that tax burden would become zero.
That's awesome.
Isn't that cool? So sometimes we don't think about charitable planning in the way we just think of it. Okay, this is what I do for my church. This is what I do for Salvation Army. This is what I do for the children, whatever that is.
Yeah, but you don't think about it in terms of that it could be, it could even be profitable.
That's right. It's a planning tool.
Yeah.
It is an absolute planning tool. Like in this situation, it was going to increase their estate by $2 million. $1 million more for the kids and $1 million more for charity.
That's cool.
Wow.
That's
right?
Really, really cool.
Wow. Yes.
Absolutely.
So you can see how we're going to hit that 100 million goal.
Yeah, right. I know.
We're going to hit it.
Honestly, when you said that, I was like, yeah.
Yeah. 100 million.
You know
goal.
Numbers. I don't. But
yeah.
So I knew you were going to, make a good case. So
yes.
And you've done that.
Absolutely. Well, in just so much of it is, you know, my dad always had a saying, you don't know what you don't know. And often it's what you don't know that'll hurt you. But how much of what you don't know can help you?
Exactly.
Right? And sometimes it just takes asking the questions. And you know, that's why we are big believers that when we work with families, we say anything to do with money, make sure we know about it. Because mm-hmm. we may give you a different way to look at it. We may give you a different way to think about it. Because, you know, you only have one chance to get everything right, right? Mm-hmm. And we have had dozens and dozens, or I say dozens, thousands of experiences of other people's lives that we can bring to the table and help people share and plan for. So, you know, our goal is to help people live life on purpose. And like Winston Churchill said, right?
Mm-hmm.
You make a living by what you get, you make a life by what you give. And I know 50% of our Twitter poll people mm-hmm. want just that, to give back.
Absolutely.
Right?
That's amazing.
Yes. My name is Angela Robinson with Kennedy Financial. Be sure to tweet us at KFS Life Planning. Would you like to give more if you could? Yes or no? We want to know. Have a great week and God bless.
Thank you for joining us for Life Planning 101, brought to you by Kennedy Financial Services of Eastland. Tune in every Monday morning at 8:30 on KATX and again on Saturday morning at 9 o'clock on KATX and KWBY for more Life Planning 101.
Advisory services offered through Smart Money Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Securities offered through Calton & Associates, Incorporated, member FINRA, SIPC. Kennedy Financial Services, Incorporated is an independent of Calton & Associates. Associates Incorporated and Smart Money Group, LLC.